Next up, we have from our field mole, Desiree Helgers, another short piece on the Northwest Neighborhoods February 2nd Forum on Standing Rock Lessons Learned with Maya Jared.
In Pacific Northwest and then up through British Columbia, there's been a number of proposals to have pipelines, refineries, export terminals, transport of fuel by rail, build-outs, and there's not so many extraction sites on this part of the country. The extraction's happening in the center of the country and then also in Canada and on other indigenous lands in those same areas. And for this area of the country, we are right now dealing with primarily gas and oil in the Portland region. So there's a phrase I heard recently, coal to gas gets us nowhere fast. That there's this hope to shut down all the coal plants in the country, which is happening and it's moving because coal is becoming less and less profitable, and so it's ramping down, which is excellent. Unfortunately, a lot of the same infrastructure that was being used for coal is hoping to be converted to burning natural gas or transporting natural gas, etc. And this is a huge problem because, one, natural gas investments displace investments in renewable energy and alternative energy. It's not like there's investments in both natural gas development and renewable energy development, but there's been a number of studies that show money and time and resources and also like workforce, because it's similar work skill sets that go into natural gas infrastructure take away from renewable energy infrastructure. Another problem with natural gas is the carbon emissions of all existing coal, oil, and gas facilities right now. Looking at those life cycle emissions of those facilities blow us way past the limits that were set at the UN Paris climate talks for total emissions and temperature limits. That's with existing infrastructure. So we're seeing not many new coal facilities being proposed, but lots of new natural gas facilities. And so there needs to be a lot of attention additionally on gas infrastructure as well as coal and oil. And then the third huge issue with natural gas is that in addition to the emissions and carbon emission equivalents, the impact on the local ecosystem and the water from extraction sites, but then also transport sites, is enormous. Natural gas fracking, the whole process of pulling it out of the ground, extremely toxic. So in this region, we have a proposal for the Klamath methanol plant. Who's heard of the Klamath methanol plant? Excellent! Who went up to a hearing recently? Great, okay, less people. Well, that's all right. Who submitted a comment but didn't go? Ah, that's even better. Okay, good. So Klamath methanol plant is proposed in Washington, and it's like in the process right now. It hasn't been built. It's still trying to be permitted. But if that project gets built, it's my understanding that it would reshape the energy infrastructure of southern Washington and this part of Oregon. And the reason is they would be able to then pull a bunch of different pipelines and stuff through the region to be able to fuel that facility that goes in. There's an industry term called an anchor tenant. That basically, if a company that's trying to build a big project can get one big buyer for their product, just one, then the project has a really good chance of going through because smaller buyers will jump on because they feel like that project is secured. And then all the supply infrastructure comes in and gets built because they have to supply to meet that one big buyer. So right now, the Klamath methanol plant, if that went through, we would see probably a pipeline proposal revived that goes through Mount Hood called the Palomar Trail West, and also a pipeline coming down from Canada along the I-5 corridor called the Sumas Express. The company Northwest Innovation Works is filing to use Northwest Natural Gas pipelines to fuel that methanol plant. For 3 years, they'll be able to use existing pipelines, and then after 3 years, they would build their own pipelines. So right now, the plan that they're proposing doesn't include these new pipelines because they don't have to build them yet, because they get to use existing pipelines right now for the next 3 years. And so this is one of the ways that fossil fuel industry is able to like slip through these proposals that doesn't reflect the true cost to our region, the environment, and the people in this area. Okay, another gas project coming up slash happening right now is that PGE, they're shutting down their coal plant in Boardman, and they're building natural gas energy plants on the same spot. So we're talking about this conversion from coal to gas energy infrastructure. That project is called Cardi Boardman. And they have one natural gas generating facility already running on that site, and they're trying to build two more. They already have their pipeline, so there's not many permits that they need to get for those other two generating facilities, but it would mean more fuel coming into those plants. And Portland gets a lot of its electricity from PGE and from that site. So this is our fight. Even though it's in Boardman, it's not inside Portland, it's really important that we pay attention as Portlanders because it affects our planet and the folks in the areas where the extraction is happening as well. PGE is being really sneaky around this fight, and we found out they just filed for their air quality permit from Department of Environmental Quality. Without telling anyone, we only found out because of a records request, and they filed that on January 20th, so now you still have time tonight to file a comment to EPSEC for their siting permit, and then there will be more time to file a comment for their air permit. And so if you go to 350pdx.org on our homepage, you can see where to file a comment on that project. And those are the big ones on the table right now. There's the Tesoro Savage oil export terminal in Vancouver. Probably won't go through. And I know that a lot of people in this room have been heavily involved in stopping that as well. But the local resistance to that project is enormous. Vancouver has really gotten organized. They have many, many people from all different walks of life fighting that project, and it's impressive. Other local fights. So Portland passed their fossil fuel export terminal ban. It's now a law. So the city of Portland's being sued, and we're working to, there's an appeal filed for that policy. So that's exciting, and that will be a fight that we have to continue fighting. Also, because Portland passed this ban, and because these bans in smaller versions have been cropping up all over the place, including in Vancouver, in the Oregon House, a bill has been proposed that would preempt other local bans and overturn Portland's ban. So that would mean, oops, Portland can't regulate its own energy infrastructure, neither can any other locale in Oregon, and so all local areas wouldn't be able to keep fossil fuel export facilities out of their area. This is a huge problem. Other states have done this around the country, and it's really important that this doesn't get passed at the state level. Right now it doesn't have that much traction, but we'll be having updates. Thank you. Yeah.